welcome, everyone. And today's message on T.S. Wright Speaks is going to start in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. We're going to start with verse 12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It pierces even to dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and exposed before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. Verse 14, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we profess, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who was tempted in every way that we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Now, obviously, if we go back to verse 12 and 13, to those two verses, what's going to happen is we're seeing that we must give an account, which means God is the judge. We're going to give an account to God. However, what we have is we have the mediator, the great high priest who mediates for us in front of God so that we can have mercy. All right, let me read this. I'm going to go back to Hebrews 12, which is where we read from the last time we were doing this message. But I'm going to use this to give us that understanding that Jesus is our mediator. And it says it right here. We're going to start with verse 22. Instead, you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to myriads of angels in joyful assembly, to the congregation of the firstborn enrolled in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. We're going to stop right there again. Verse 24, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. You see, the blood of Jesus and is what makes this covenant perfect, because it was through his blood that we are cleansed and that we receive mercy, that we receive grace. And we need to approach the throne of grace with confidence that Jesus mediates for us. All right. He is our mediator. He is the great high priest who not only passed through the veil, but passed through the heavenlies. And he is the one that we put our faith in. We will give an account, but we need Jesus there to mediate for us, to protect us from the wrath of God, from God's judgment. All right. And so, here in the book of Hebrews, this is being laid out, and Jesus has spoken a lot about being the high priest, the great high priest that is the greatest high priest ever. And it's because he was truly the only one worthy to go into the most holy of holy places. He was the one that was truly the only one that could be the perfect sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. He is the only one that we should ever put our faith in to pay the penalty of our sins. So we can stand before God with confidence and know that grace and mercy will cover us on our day of standing before God in judgment. The wrath of God will not overtake us because Jesus is our mediator and for his work on the cross and his resurrection. Let us put our faith in that. Ask yourself this question. Have you come before Jesus and embraced him as the high priest? Embraced him as the one who cleanses us? Have you embraced him as being the mediator between us and God? See, first you have to realize that God owns everything and that he gets to judge us. However, he gave us a way through this, through his son Jesus. Jesus is the way that we get to pass through God's judgment and not experience God's wrath. We get to escape it. We escape it because of Jesus Christ, because the penalty that he paid for us, he paid for our sins. We need to put our faith in that. If you have never done so, and you're listening to this right now, this message, put your faith in Christ right now. Express your need for him. I'm going to give you a quick word of prayer that I think is important. If you do know Christ, but maybe you haven't been walking with him, you can also express your faith through this prayer as well to help restore you back to walking with Christ. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. And dear Jesus, we accept your shed blood, death, and resurrection as the only way to pay the penalty of our sin. Forgive me for everything I've done, because Jesus, I need you. I can't do this without you. I cannot stand and approach the throne of grace with confidence, the judgment of God with confidence, without you being the mediator. Jesus, forgive me for all that I've done. And I now turn that sin and I lay it at your feet. And I receive you as my Savior, my Lord, and my King. For you're the only one who can forgive me of my sin and restore me back to the good graces of God. And now take my life, make me who you want me to be. Turn my life into whatever it is that you want to do in me. Help me to be the person that you've called me to be as I lay it before you at the foot of the cross. Thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for forgiving my sins. Thank you for resurrecting and give me eternal life. I embrace this as the only way that I can stand before the Father. Lord Jesus, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If that prayer expresses the thoughts of your heart, I pray right now that you will approach the throne of grace with not only confidence, but that you will let him change your life. See, ultimately, what everything is pointing towards is repentance. We have to repent of our sin, and we repent by taking it to Jesus. We have to own the sin, take it before Jesus, so that his penalty for our sin will be made righteous in our life, that it will take hold in our life. That is the true message of the gospel. It's a message of righteousness. It's a message of repentance and hope that brings life to the one who embraces it. So embrace your need for Jesus today, so that when God judges us, we will not fall victim to his wrath. We will not fall prey to the wrath of God. For we want to stand before God in confidence, knowing that Jesus Christ paid for our sin and that we repented before him and embrace that gift that Jesus so wants to give us, the gift of eternal life. Thank you for joining us today. Now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin.